The 15th of Iyar, the Tanya for today, is on page 717 in Perek Mem Ches, chapter 48, at the bottom of the page. The Alter Rebbe is saying, explaining the idea that godliness encompasses and surrounds the world. So the Rebbe explains with an example. When we say that a person is encompassing an idea in his mind, although he pictures the object and he understands it thoroughly, he is encompassing the object in his mind. The meaning of the word encompassing is that the image, the mental picture of the object is encompassed in the brain by one's thoughts, but not the object itself. The mind does not physically surround the object, it merely surrounds the mental image of the object, even though the image is a correct one. But it's only the picture, not the object itself. But with God, Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tchsiv Beikiloi Machshavei Sai Machshavei Seichem, of whom it says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, Harei Machshavtei V'daitei, God's thought and God's knowledge, Sheyedeya Kol HaNevroim, in the knowledge with which he knows all created beings, Makefes Kol Nivra V'Nivra Mezeshev Atachtisei, V'Teichei V'Teichteichei Hakel Bepel Mamesh. God's knowledge surrounds and encompasses every created being from its head to its, from its highest part to its lowest part, and its innermost part thoroughly to its core. And all of this is an actual encompassing, not encompassing the picture or the image of the object, of the created being, but rather the being itself. As for example, this earth, God's knowledge surrounds and encompasses the entire diameter of the earth, everything that is within the earth and in its deepest interior, down to its lowest parts, hakel bepeil mamish. And this encompassing is not a mental and abstract effect, but rather an actual and real effect. What does this mean? Shehazeh yediyazu, this knowledge that God has of the interior of the earth and all of the creatures in the interior of the earth, this knowledge, he chayes kol eve kadur haaretz kulei, the knowledge is the life, is what gives life to the interior of the earth. And it's what brings it into existence out of nothingness. The only thing is that from this infinite encompassing light, the world would come into existence, but not as it is now. Now it is Baal Gvul V'Tachlis. As it is now, it is a finite being. V'chayis mu'etes mu'ed, and it has a very finite amount of life, kidei b'chinas demen v'tzemeach, just enough life to give life and existence to a, to an inorganic thing and to a vegetable. Im loy al yedei tzimtzumim rabim v'atzumim, and this could not have come about were it not for many and powerful contractions. Shetzimtzum ha'er v'chayis v'ha'chayis sheneslabish b'kadur ha'oretz. These tzimtzumim contracted and restricted the light and the life that is clothed within the earth, so that it can exist and function in a finite, limited fashion, in a finite form such as the demem and the tzemeach. So this knowledge that God has of the world, that encompasses the entire world, is not an abstract knowledge. It's not the knowledge of a picture, of a mental image of the world. It is the world itself, because the knowledge of the world is what gives life and existence to the world. So it's different from a human being's encompassing an idea, where his knowledge of the object doesn't affect the object at all in any way, whereas God's knowledge is the life source of the existence and the continued life of the object. The only thing is that this finite light, if it were to create the finite object directly, it does create it, but if it would create it directly, then the object would itself be infinite, and the worlds themselves would be infinite. The reason that the worlds are finite is that this infinite light is restricted with tzimtzumim rabim that allow for the world to remain finite. In the Hayem Yom for the 15th of Iyar, also the 30th day of the Emet, the Rebbe writes that B'yemei Rabbeinu HaZokein, in the days of the Alter Rebbe, HaYashogur B'fi Achsidim HaPizgam, there was a familiar saying among Chassidim, Adeshtikel Breit V'sichob is a diner v'mayner. This piece of bread that I have, it is yours as much as it is mine. V'hoyu Magdimim Milas diner. And they would say, yours first. It is yours as much as mine, not mine as much as yours. So not only was the piece of bread shared equally, but in fact it was the other's before it was mine.